Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm here with Betsy Todd.
Hello, clinical editor of AJN.
Yes, and Betsy and I are here to present the highlights for our April 2016 issue. On the cover this month, you may wonder why we have a picture of a 1924 portrait of the Grace Hospital Detroit School of Nursing basketball team. Most nursing schools had basketball teams or bowling teams or orchestras as far as back as into the 1920s. And they really got it in those times about the importance of maintaining physical well-being as a fundamental aspect of being a well-rounded nurse and woman. However, today that seems to have changed a bit. Nurses may not practice sufficient self-care because of competing priorities and the demands of caring for others, not only at work, especially when practicing in 10-hour and 12-hour shifts, and then going home to family. So we do have in this issue a research study, an investigation into the health-promoting lifestyle practices of registered nurses. And this article describes a study that gathered baseline data on the self-reported health-promoting lifestyle practices of RNs working in six major healthcare and educational institutions in Pennsylvania. The findings showed that many nurses may not practice adequate self-care, and they underscore the importance of prioritizing nurses' health at both the individual and institutional levels. How people feel does affect how people work. So I think you'll find that this is a great article to look at how nurses are doing in this area and some concerns that may relate to older nurses versus younger nurses. So I think it's an interesting article, and I'm glad we're publishing it. So that's our first CE. Betsy, do you want to talk about our second CE offering?
Great, sure. This is one on cardiotoxicity and breast cancer as late effects of pediatric and adolescent Hodgkin lymphoma treatment. This is the second article in our series on cancer survivorship, and it reviews these late adverse effects of Hodgkin lymphoma, which are most commonly breast cancer and cardiotoxicity, so it's pretty scary. Nurses in all settings will be taking care of these patients, and so we need to be aware of these possible sequelae in order to help Hodgkin survivors continue to maintain their optimal health. Shall I go on to the next article?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. We have an interesting piece this month also on diabetes under control and the use of blood glucose meters in the ICUs. As the number of people with diabetes continues to rise, the use of point-of-care blood glucose meters that we're all familiar with, both at home and in the hospital, has become increasingly vital. Recently, the practice of using these devices in hospitals has come under threat after new regulatory requirements about their use in ICUs were proposed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. This article details the controversies surrounding restrictions on the use of point-of-care testing in critically ill hospitalized patients.
And we also have a special feature. It's called Journey of Excellence, Implementing a Shared Decision-Making Model. Research has shown that nurses who participate in shared decision-making have more control over their practice and greater job satisfaction, and that hospitals that have instituted shared decision-making have lower rates of nurse turnover and better patient outcomes. This article describes the successful implementation of a shared decision-making model at one hospital and discusses the lessons learned from the project. There is supplemental digital content available in the text, online related to this article. We also do have two podcasts. One podcast, I interviewed Deborah Greenwald, one of the authors of the original research piece on her study that she did with her colleagues, and the other podcast is on is with Karen Murray, who's the lead author on the Journey of Excellence, Implementing Shared Decision-Making Models. So if you get a chance to listen to those and hear for some additional information about their work. We also have in this month's AJN, of course, news, viewpoints, editorial. The viewpoint this month is applying QI to care in nursing homes, something that we may not think of often enough, but there certainly is a process and need for that. AJN Reports this month is on the Global Advisory Panel on the Future of Nursing. And We have Drug Watch, Art of Nursing, Journal Watch, Teaching for Practice. We talk about effective mentoring in the clinical setting. This is a great article and offers very practical tips. Best of the Blog, our new page to try and introduce more people to our wonderful award-winning blog, AJN Off the Charts. And our Profiles piece this month profiles Stephanie Ferguson, who has been until recently head of ICN's Leadership for Change program. And it's a wonderful profile of someone who's really given so much to nursing. So we hope you read that. We also have some two kind of interesting and very timely pieces. Betsy, why don't you talk about the first one?
Zika virus. Of course, we can't publish an issue right now without saying something about Zika. This is a brief update of what we know up till now, with the main thing is that it has included some resources so that you can keep up to date, because this is an emerging infection, and we're going to learn a lot more within the next 4 to 6 months about Zika. And, of course, stay tuned to our blog, because you'll get more real-time updates about Zika there.
And the other piece that we did, kind of a quick take, is in our Policy and Politics column, and it's actually a quick take on the Democratic presidential candidates' health care plans. Just to let everyone know, we will address the Republican plan, but since we're waiting for the field of those potential candidates to narrow somewhat, it was much easier to focus on just Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders' plans, and we outlined, summarized their plans, and then refer you to their websites for a lot more detail. So we will be bringing coverage of the Republican health care plans as we move forward and things become clear as to who the top candidates may be. So that's our issue, packed with a lot of information this month. We hope you'll take advantage of and read AJN either in print, online, on the iPad, and check out the podcasts and videos we have as well. So until next time, this is Sean Kennedy, and you can email me at sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com.
And Betsy Todd, and that's Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, .Todd@walterskluwer.com.
Have a great month, and we look forward to being in touch in May.